And now here's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams on what our elected officials are up to this week in Political Corner.
I'm joined now by Ron Walters, a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters' latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. He was a top aide to Reverend Jesse Jackson during his two presidential campaigns. Also with us, Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the government relations group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Joe Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Gentlemen, welcome to Political Corner.
So much, Ron.
Good to be with you, Ron.
Let's look at campaign finances right now. One of the biggest surprises, obviously, is Senator Barack Obama, Democrat of Illinois, being able to raise $25 million in the first quarter of fundraising. And what's really astounding about this is he's actually outraised his principal rival, Senator Hillary Clinton of New York, in terms of money available for the primaries. Joe Watkins, what do you make of what's going on the Democratic side? And let me add, since you're a stalwart Republican, that the Democrats have outraised the Republicans in this quarter, which is, again, a first. People generally don't think of the Democrats as having more money available to them than the Republicans.
Well, the Democrats clearly have access to money like Republicans do, so I guess it's just a matter of what people tend to think about the two parties. But Democrats are just as well connected as Republicans are when it comes to raising money. This really, I guess, bodes well for Barack Obama. He is in great shape because not only has he raised $25 million, but as you said, most of that money is dedicated for the primary, which is so very important. Remember that individual donors can give $2,300 before the primary and then another $2,300 for the general election. And but it also means, because of the fact that he has over 100,000 donors, that he has an opportunity, a chance to perhaps raise as much as $100 million, because he can go back to these people again and again and again. They are so far from having maxed out, that is to say, they are so far from having given the maximum amount that they can give to his campaign, that he can come back to these same donors again and again and again and easily raise $100 million by the end of the year.
Let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a second. Hillary Clinton's campaign really has so much money on hand. They really haven't spent much. The so-called burn rate in American politics for her is very low. So she is really storing up her war chest as we go forward. Let me ask you a question, Ron Walters. When you hear about all this early money, a lot of it goes into the hands of people who are political strategists, media consultants, campaign workers. Are you seeing African Americans, Latinos, people of color represented in the ranks of those who are working for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the two leading Democratic contenders?
Well, I haven't had as much of an opportunity to meet with people on Hillary Clinton's side, but I have been very interested in Barack Obama's campaign, and I have met with some of his strategists. And I do know that he is making an effort to reach out and to put African Americans in strategic positions. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, is again, well-positioned because she can pull on the talent of her husband. And a number of the people who work for him in the White House, who are in those campaigns, have decided to work for her.
Joe Watkins, this is such an interesting kind of discussion because normally one of our colleagues is Donna Brazil. And as we all know, Donna Brazil was the campaign manager for Al Gore in 2000. But Joe Watkins, she hasn't signed up for anybody. So we're kind of talking about our colleague here, Donna Brazil. But why do you think is Donna Brazil waiting for Al Gore to come out and play?
Well, if Al Gore wants to play, clearly he could. Think about it. I mean, in all the polls that have been taken so far, Al Gore continues to register in the top, I guess, three. He usually comes in right after Barack Obama in terms of popularity, even though he's not yet a declared candidate.
Among the Republicans, there's a surprise winner in fundraising. That's Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. He raised $21 million, less than Obama, less than Hillary Clinton, but that's the lead now for the Republicans. And he's followed substantially by Rudy Giuliani. And then here's what I think is the story of the early part of the campaign. John McCain, trailing badly. What is going on, Joe Watkins? What happened to John McCain?
I think John McCain really is doing what he's supposed to do. He doesn't like to fundraise. He spent most of his time doing what he's supposed to do as a member of the Senate, which is really tend to Senate business. And now he realizes that it's important to get out there and to raise the requisite funds so that he can be competitive going forward. But John McCain is going to do that. I think you're going to see him catch up. He's somebody who's battle-tested, so to speak. He did a great job in the 2000 election during the primary season of raising money and of building support. I think he'll do the same again now.
I'm not as optimistic, Juan, about Don McCain. And the reason, of course, is that I think that his lack of punch here with respect to the fundraising battle has to do with the effect of the war. He has made a tremendous gamble, I think, in this respect, and that is that he is going really to bet the House on his position dealing with the war. And I think that if that is the case, you're not likely to see, I think, his fundraising numbers as high as some of these other candidates in this race.
All right. Joe Watkins is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. And Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. He worked with Jesse Jackson's two presidential campaigns. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Political Corner this week.
Thanks so much, Juan.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us every week to deliver the inside scoop from Capitol Hill on Political Corner.